So we realize that there is a quality and a state of mind that we need to reach so that the presence of God can flow stronger in our lives. And I know in my spirit that there are not many that reach that stage. There are very few out there. We need more. More Christians to reach that state of mental renewedness, mental transformation, so that Romans 12 verse 1 and 2 comes to pass literally in their life. That is the kind of state of mind that Jesus had when he was on this earth, and believe me, that Paul had when he was on this earth. That is why Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, "For we, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting every thought and imagination that lift up itself against Jesus Christ." Paul reached that state of being and mind. The extent and the true maturity of your Christian life is in your state of mind and renewedness. That's the measurement and yardstick that God uses. So we have the Feast of Trumpets in verse 10, the worshippers that are mentioned. Verse 12, "I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord." The Day of Atonement, verse 12. Meekness and humility. Because the Day of Atonement, all the Israelite nation has to fast and pray. It's the holiest day in Israel. It's a day of fasting and affliction, self-affliction, waiting unto the coming of the Lord. And then we have here in verse 15, "The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst." That's the Feast of Tabernacles. The Lord is now in the midst of His people. He dwells among His people. So the transition has taken place. That's why in verse 14 there was a singing, joy, rejoicing, "Be glad and rejoice." And again it's repeated in verse 17, "The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He'll quiet you in His love. He'll rejoice over you with singing. I'll gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly who are among you, to whom it is his reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I'll save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will bring you back, even at that time I gather you. For I will give you fame and praise among all the people of the earth, when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord." So that's a promise that literally comes to pass in the nation of Israel, and in a spiritual sense, in the church, as God dwells in the midst of His people, and He wipes away every tear, wipes away all our sorrows. The Feast of Tabernacles take place. So we have in Zephaniah the entire prophetic pattern of the church. Let's go to God in prayer. Oh Father, we thank You, we praise You, we worship You, Lord. Father God, renew our minds. Just as You have touched our hearts and given us a new heart, and You change a heart of stones into a heart of flesh. Oh God, You've given us a new heart by which Your Spirit could dwell. But oh Father, what Your people need is a new mind. And it doesn't come easily, Lord. How we wish that it could just be imparted the same way we have a new heart. But, oh Father, we know You have chosen the way of renewal and gradual transformation. But we ask, oh God, right now, for those under the sound of My voice, those here and those who hear this word through other means. We pray, O God, that they will come into each heart and each one of our lives. An awareness of the necessity to think right thoughts. Because our thoughts are louder to You than our words. We ask, O Father God, that You establish the right thoughts in our hearts and in our minds. Establish the right imaginations in our heart. So that, Father God, having a new heart and a new mind in You, we will be able to do mighty exploits and do the works that Jesus do, and greater works, O Father God. We thank You, Father. And we pray right now, Lord, that You cause a surrenderedness to come into our heart, a presenting of our physical bodies as holy instruments of Yours, denying the self, denying the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes. Saying no to all these three areas, Lord. Saying no to the passions and desires of our physical man. So that, God, we can receive the blessings of Your spiritual man in us. So we pray, Father God, for the mind of the body of Christ. We pray that this meditative mind, this quality of mind, this transformation of mind may come upon the hearts and the minds, the dianoia, the dialogismos of Your people. And You will cause a great desire to rise forth in their hearts to keep a pure mind for You, O God. We pray, O Father God, that You establish this. Not by our strength it can be done, but by the power of Your Holy Spirit. By the power of Your Holy Spirit, and by power of the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the name of Jesus. Tearing down every stronghold. Father God, tonight we come again. Every bondage of the mind, every mental habit, every foul oppression in the mind, every bind that the devil has placed over the minds of Your people, over every oppression, over every fearful thought, oppressive thought, over all thoughts that are against the law and the love and the personality of Jesus Christ, that are against Your written word, we tear them down, Lord. We tear down every stronghold built over every mind by the devil and by demon powers. We come against ruling spirits, wicked spirits in dark places. We come against ruling forces of the mind. And we command all of them in Jesus' name to be broken and to be torn down in Jesus' name. And we bring every thought subject to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we mean literally every thought subject to Jesus Christ, both now and forevermore. When the people leave Your presence here, also in their private lives, also in their business life, also in their family life, let their thoughts be so pure and transformed. Let every single one of their thought, Lord, be subject to the Lordship of Jesus. And Father, as this takes place, show Your people the blessings of God. Begin to pour upon their lives the power of Your blessing. Upon their lives, Lord, spirit, soul, and body, of the power, authority, and blessings behind the purity of mind that Your people will move into. Thank You, Father. And right now, Father, let Your light shine upon every mind. Let the eyes of the understanding be so brightened, O Lord, by Your light. Let the scales in the mind drop off. And let your light shine into areas of the mind that has never shined before. Let there be creativity imparted, O God, in business, in artistic works, in all manner of professions, O God. Let creativity come forth, O God. O Father, upon the minds of your people, renew, enlarge your minds as you enlarge Solomon's understanding. Enlarge their understanding, Lord. Multiply their understanding as the sand of the sea, O God. As you did it for Solomon, do it for the body of Christ. Lord, let your divine understanding come. Let your knowledge be imputed upon each one, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your power. Let the mind of Christ be in them, Lord. Let the mind of Christ be in your people, O God. Let your mind of Christ be upon those under the sound of my voice, Lord. Let it come upon them strong, Lord. Let them possess. Let them experience. Let them be transformed. Let them, O God, be fully changed by the mind of Jesus upon their minds, O God. Thank you, Father God, for sealing this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's rise up together. And tonight we will sing a closing song. All to Jesus I surrender. And as we sing that, if you have any other needs or prayer, we will pray for you too. But I believe in my heart that while we are teaching the word and praying for you just now, some of you were already healed. Some of you were already set free. Some of you are already transformed. And if you examine yourself, the healing has already taken place. And if there are any other areas that you want